Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting about emotional strength. Strength is something we all have, in varying amounts at varying times. There are, if you think about it, many types of strength. Today, I would like to chat about emotional strength. Emotional strength is something which has both hard and soft elements. Yes, there is a need sometimes to be assertive, focused, and even driven in terms of strength. Have you ever considered the need to be soft as well? Soft strength is about honesty, compassion, connection with and encouragement to others. Both elements, hard and soft strength, work together to help you to develop your personal brand of strength. In a way, developing your own beliefs and values, shaping how you deal with whatever life throws at you. I read something recently which inspired me. It's by Lucy Edge, who is an author. She said, "I know with failure comes self-knowledge and the opportunity to show up again with greater resilience, focus and strength." I really like that quote. What do you think of it? Strength is unique to each person. We're all different human beings after all, aren't we? The things that are most important to you and make you tick, as it were, you can consider as your personal strengths. Indeed, even trying to think about what your strengths are is a difficult concept which requires an awful lot of thought. You may think you know your strengths, but do you really? There are many different exercises you can try to discover what your true emotional strengths are. I wouldn't recommend a specific way of doing this today, as I think it's best to find that approach yourself. Everyone is different and one size does not fit all. Asking for help can be difficult, can't it? You don't have to do everything alone. Help is there if you want and need it. Others can help, but mostly you need to ask. Just think, even chatting with someone can help you look at things from another perspective and perhaps help you to start solving your issue. What I have discovered is that strength needs regular testing in order for it to grow. I know that might sound a bit odd, and it may not be your experience, but it's certainly my experience. Every day is different too, isn't it? We can be emotionally strong one day and cope with whatever occurs, whatever life throws at us, dealing with some heavy stuff. Then the next day, something very minor just tips your balance too far. One thing I've found really helpful is this, the 5 more rule. It's a great thing to do. It's a little easy thing you can do when you need strength to just keep going. Whenever you feel like giving up, just do 5 more. By that I mean 5 more of whatever you're doing. For example, 5 more pages in your book, 5 more minutes of work. If it all gets a bit much, this may be helpful too. To ground yourself, the practice is this. 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. That's a way that your senses can help you. Think of the things you're grateful for and the things that make you smile. Be courageous, be brave, show your strength of character once you've identified it. Emotional strength is about dealing with the presenting challenges you face on a day-to-day basis, believing in yourself and your abilities, whilst acknowledging your difficulties at the time and dealing with them in a sensitive, appropriate and emotionally strong manner. Emotional strength doesn't mean that you don't feel negative emotions. It purely means that you're in charge of your emotions. Have the courage to be yourself and be kind to yourself. Be proud of yourself every day. You made it to another day. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectus Radio. Stay healthy and enjoy your day. Until the next time, hugs from me, Kitty.